Canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life. Life heard the call and left her native light, overflowing from her bright, magnificent plane. On the rigid coil and sprawl of mortal space, here too the gracious, great-winged angel poured her splendor and her swiftness and her bliss, hoping to fill a fair new world with joy, as comes a goddess to a mortal's breast, and fills his days with her celestial clasp. She stooped to make her home in transient shapes. In matter's womb, she cast the immortal's fire. In the unfeeling vast, woke thought and hope, smote with her charm and beauty, flesh and nerve, and forced delight on earth's insensible frame. Alive and clad with trees and herbs and flowers, earth's great brown body smiled towards the skies. Azure replied to azure in the sea's laugh. New sentient creatures filled the unseen depths. Life's glory and swiftness ran in the beauty of beasts. Man dared and thought and met with his soul the world. But while the magic breath was on its way, before her gifts could reach our prisoned hearts, a dark, ambiguous presence questioned all. The secret will that robes itself with night and offers to spirit the ordeal of the flesh imposed a mystic mask of death and pain. In turn now, in the slow and suffering years, sojourns the winged and the wonderful wayfarer, and can no more recall her happier state, but must obey the inert, inconscient law, insensible foundation of a world in which blind limits are on beauty laid, and sorrow and joy as struggling comrades live. A dim and dreadful muteness fell on her. Abolished was her subtle, mighty spirit, and slain her boon of child god happiness, and all her glory into littleness turned, and all her sweetness into a maimed desire. To feed death with her works is here life's doom. So veiled was her immortality that she seemed inflicting consciousness on unconscious things, an episode in an eternal death, a myth of being that must forever cease. Such was the evil mystery of her change.